Hello, Mr. Rivera. This is Isaac. Thanks so much for agreeing to talk to me. So, I'm going to be recording. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay, so, again, thanks for talking to me. I have about 10 questions I've prepared. If you don't feel comfortable answering any of them, you definitely don't have to.
Okay.
So, could you tell me how you grew up? So, like, childhood experiences?
How I grew up. Okay. I was born in New York, in Brooklyn, my early life was in Brooklyn. I grew up in the projects. And when I was about 8 or 9, we moved to California, and that was a big culture shock. But my family was, I grew up in a lot of alcohol, a lot of domestic abuse, a lot of child abuse, what would be considered now definitely child abuse. So things were not always easy for me. It was a hard life growing up in a lot of ways. I also grew up a Jehovah's Witness. It still kind of messes my head up. But yeah, I had a lot of hard experiences and a lot of culture shock and parts of the religion that very much made me feel like an outsider, even around people who were, I guess, my own.
I'm sorry to hear that. So how did you come to experience homelessness?
Due mostly to my own drug use. My own addictions have put me in that position. I was, I guess what you would say, lucky, because I did have some means. I was homeless and working. I had a car to sleep in. So I was above what most homeless people get to.
Yeah. Did anyone help you? Did anyone help you with the drug, abuse? Or, just in general?
Yeah, I mean, my addictions have taken me to rehab many times. I'm sad to say it's something I struggle with daily. It's something I have to focus on all the time to stay sober, just to maintain. You may know personally, your mom probably doesn't talk about it, but I'm in bad health because of my drug use and my cigarette smoking. And, these are just the prices you pay. But yes, people have offered me help. I have been to different rehabs. I can tell you all about different rehabs. I've been to the Salvation Army 2 or 3 times. I've been to 2 different ones. And how different they are from each other, depending on where they are. I've been to rehabs those are like work therapy, Christian-based rehabs, so they preach Jesus a lot. I've been to others that are more like luxurious, where you just go to classes most of the day, and Fridays we used to play softball against other rehabs. So I've gotten a lot of help in a lot of ways. If you're looking for help, you can find it, I think, if you really want help. But like I say, it's still an eternal, internal struggle for each and every addict in their own way. Some do better than others. But most addicts don't make it at all, statistically.
I'm sorry to hear that. So, during this time, even now, how do you keep the motivation to, like, stay sober?
Well, for me, it's my children. It's trying to be a dad. It's trying to change. I mean, I'd like to change. I'd like to be an upstanding member of the community. I know I may be different than a lot of homeless people, but, you know, I'm just trying. I just keep trying. I just know giving up is not the answer. So, you know, I work part-time, and my daughters are coming over tonight, and, you know, they're spending the holiday weekend with me, and these are the things that motivate me. And it was looking forward to that all week that helped keep me sober this week. Next week might be harder because I won't have that to look forward to.
Okay, yeah, hope you have a good Labor Day weekend. So,
thank you. You too.
What were the biggest challenges you encountered? Relating to, I guess, either stopping drug use or just homelessness in general?
Well, you know, when I was homeless, I found it very hard to kill the time. I found it very hard to stay positive. And your needs are very basic. Am I going to eat today? Am I going to shower today? Is there anywhere I can actually charge my phone? Things like that, you know. I would go into restaurants and look for wall sockets so while I ate, I could charge my phone. It's a habit I still have today, even on the homeless. Things like that. Looking for places to use the restroom. Waking up in the morning and running to the park just to use the restroom. The basic things that most people take for granted. Who can just go to the bathroom? Who can just go take a shower? Those things become paramount when you're homeless. As far as drugs, it's a whole different thing. You know, you have to keep your own resolve, because most drug addicts know where the drugs are and how to get them. That's the easy part, especially in a city this big. So it's a day-to-day mental battle. Drug addiction, your disease centers in your mind, and the battle is fought in your mind on a daily basis.
On that note, how are you doing right now?
Sobriety wise?
Also just general circumstances.
Well, I'm doing better. I mean, I still struggle. I've used not too long ago, about 3 weeks ago now. So I'm just trying to do better. I have a part-time job. I just paid my car and registration and got that running. I've been making all my medical appointments. I am staying with my mom and helping her. So in a lot of ways, I'm doing better. I'm working on my relationship with my daughters. They're both teenagers. One just graduated high school just last spring. So I'm just focusing on those things and trying to do better. Trying to do better health-wise, too. So I'm doing better, and, you know, I'm my harshest critic. I can be doing so much better than I am, and I realize that too. So
Congratulations on your daughter graduating.
Thank you.
I heard that you're very talented at writing poetry. Could you share one of your poems with us?
Sure. Let's see. I look back on life and it makes me sad. I've achieved so little, I'm kind of mad. But I made it this far, so I guess that's good. You might not have made it if you stood where I stood. I have nightmares of childhood of getting my ass whooped, watching my mother get beat down under my father's foot. All the while growing older, trying hard to hide my fears. Comic books and marijuana help hold back the tears. Then I found cocaine, and life changed from there. The wheels fell off the car so fast it was impossible to steer. Since then, in and out of rehab is the only thing I've done. The only sustained time of sobriety in between the runs. I write this poem today from in another rehab stay. But the sun is shining on me this time, and I feel I've caught its ray. I'm going to get out soon, and I'm scared, I have to say. But I promise I won't be reading. I promise I won't read this to you if I haven't been sober this day. It's been a long road, and I fought well in a pinch. But I'm still fighting the fight today, and I won't give a fucking inch. And that's my poem. It's called The Long Road.
That's actually really good. Thank you for sharing that with us. What else would you like people to know about, just anything in general?
Well, that was sort of biographical. I would like people to know the struggle. I would like, so many people have an alcoholic or a drug addict in their life and don't know what they're going through because they're not inflicted with the disease. So, and it's not like, diabetes or, obesity where, I don't know, there seems to be very little sympathy in my mind for many of the drug addicts or understanding. And it comes in all sorts of ways. I work part-time at a liquor store right now, and I see them come in at night. They come in like an hour or 10 o'clock at night. It's Friday night, and they have nothing to do. And these people spend $60, $70, $80 on scratchers. And they come back and they come back and it's an addiction. It's an addiction. And I see it in them. I would never say anything to them, but I see it in them. And it's sad to see. But I understand it. I understand them. I was once in rehab with a guy who had a gambling addiction. And he told me, he said, these guys get crazy when they see beer commercials and they get tempted when they see a Budweiser commercial or a Coors commercial. He said, Alex, I get tempted when I see Casino Morongo. He said, I start sweating when I see those commercials because that's my addiction. And it never occurred to me. And I thought, wow, you just never know what will trigger someone or what they might be addicted to. And they have Gamblers Anonymous and stuff now. And with gambling online and everything that's going on, it's actually growing in numbers because so many people are becoming addicted to this. The medical people addicted people to OxyContin, the pharmaceutical companies. It's an industry, and I think all of these aspects of it need to be explored. Even rehabs itself are a business for profit. There are certain things I think profit margins should be taken out of. There's so many aspects to what I've seen in so many different ways. And you know, like when I went to the Salvation Army, if you got sober, that was really on you because they did not do much to help you get sober. Not in my eyes. They belittle people and it was a bad experience in a lot of ways, and very few people graduated that program. And they took people straight from prison who didn't want to be there. They just didn't want to be in prison. And it was a hard situation, and there's just too many of those. And they're only there to make money. They're not really there to help you get sober. And I think places like that need to be weaned out. And there's so much I could tell you. It's such a big problem. It's such a big problem. But what made you get into this? I'm interested in how a young man like yourself is interested in such a subject. And I also wanted to tell you that there are people who I could probably introduce you to who have worked on this, who have years of sobriety. I know a man named Bill Dulas down the street who is the pastor of the church. He recently retired, but he is also a recovering drug addict, and he started Three Sober Livings in the Pasadena area.
So I guess like I started being interested in this. I was volunteering at a food shelter once, and I just like started noticing there was a lot of people like my age or younger. So yeah, I just started really getting more interested in the topic at that point in time, and yeah.
Cool. Cool, because there's a lot of people who need help. And I know there's a growing homeless population. I was watching a thing, and the sad thing is most of the growing population, a lot of them have a job. They just can't afford to live. There's so many people who are homeless in their car nowadays. And they get gym membership just to be able to take a shower and handle those things that I was telling you. Be able to charge their phone while they're at the gym, be able to use the bathroom. And they hang out at the gym because they have nowhere to go. Then they go sleep in their car and go to work the next day. It's growing in so many ways. But it is something that people need a lot of help, and good young men like yourself might be able to help them. But yeah, it comes from understanding and empathy. A lot of empathy. So that's great. I'm so glad.
Again, thank you for sharing your story with me today. Really enjoyed hearing it. Also, your poetry really, really is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've tried writing poetry before. It's not good at all. So, anyway, I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend with your family. Thank you for talking with me.
You got it. And call me anytime. You have questions, or if you want to expand and meet the people I can introduce you to, you just let me know. Feel free to call me anytime. Isaac, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.